I am haunted by a question I was asked a few years ago. After our noon mass, a young couple was sitting in the back row of the church. The young man was Anglo, the young woman Latina, and the baby, well, was just adorable. The young man rather nervously said to me, "We've never been here before. And I'm not Catholic, so I don't really know how it works. And I see all of these people, and I just would like to know, do you all have room for us in your church?" I felt a little like the innkeeper in Bethlehem looking at that couple. "Yes, we have room for you. We have room for you and your wife and your baby." I'm haunted by that question because I never saw them again. And I wonder if God sent them to stop by here that Sunday morning simply to ask if we could make room for them. I do not know the rest of their story, but the question occurs to me nearly every time I walk past that back row in the church. Do you have room? Can you make room? Is there room for me? 40 days after Easter, Jesus gave his blessing to the apostles, and he went to make room for us in heaven. It is not that heaven lacks space. Jesus did not need to build a new subdivision. Heaven was all spiritual. There were no bodies there. Nothing from our world was there, just spirits and angels and great music and the eternal song of praise that is sung before the Most High God. And Jesus brought his body, risen and glorified, but still bearing the marks of the wounds of his passion, into the kingdom of heaven. So with the ascension of Jesus, there is now something of this world in the next. The body of Jesus Christ has entered into the temple not made by human hands. He has made room for us. He has made room for our bodies, which will be glorified on the last day. Christ made room for us in his kingdom. Christ has room for us in the house of the Father. But Christ not only wants to make room in heaven. That's not the only place he wants to dwell and build and decorate. Jesus does not abandon us when he ascended to the Father. Jesus is with us. Jesus has not abandoned us. Jesus is with us in the classroom, in the grocery store, in the church, in our fear and in our grief. Because in the ascension of the Lord Jesus to the right hand of the all-powerful Father, the power and the presence of his earthly ministry passes into the sacraments of the church. Jesus took part of this world into heaven. And Jesus takes part of this world and brings heaven to us. For in the waters of baptism and the words of reconciliation, Jesus is making room in each of our souls. With the anointing of confirmation, Christ is setting his seal and making his mark. Jesus is decorating the house with the power of the Holy Spirit. He is making room and taking room. Jesus is decorating and consecrating. For with the anointing of the sick, Jesus brings the healing power that opened the eyes of the man born blind to us. Jesus continues to heal and to comfort and to console. In both marriage and ordination, Jesus gives the church and the world a living sign of his love. In both marriage and ordination, Jesus shows the church and the world a radical image of his radical love. And in the Holy Eucharist, he makes room for his body in our bodies. He builds up our body with his body so that our body will eventually join his body in heaven. Jesus made room in heaven for you and for me with his ascension. Jesus makes room in you and in me for heaven in his sacraments. For our encounter with the Lord Jesus in the sacraments is no less real and no less powerful than the encounter of those who walked with Jesus in Jerusalem. But Jesus doesn't force us. He is not a violent conqueror. He is the Good Shepherd who knocks at the door of my life and your life and says, "Do you have room? Can you make room? Is there room for me?" Amen.